This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Spanish police in riot gear clashed with elements of a thousands-strong protest outside Barcelona headquarters as a pro-independence rally in the city turned violent Saturday night. About 10,000 demonstrators surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles at police. Police carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Spain's Supreme Court had sentenced the Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years for sedition. At least 7 people were killed in Iraq on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And late Saturday, Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi ordered the counterterrorism service deployed on the streets of Baghdad. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by a deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia earlier this week. That deadline of 1,500 hours UTC Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed upon by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Black Sea resort of Sochi.
Aynı şekilde ülkemizdeki
Erdogan repeated his threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plans for a safe zone in northeast Syria, where he wants to resettle the refugees currently residing in Turkey. Russia said that its military police and Syrian border guards would facilitate the removal of Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. A Russian woman convicted of being a Russian agent in the United States has returned to Moscow. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Maria Butina appeared at a Moscow airport carrying a bouquet of flowers and accompanied by her father. She had been a graduate student at American University in Washington and became known as a gun rights activist when she was arrested in July of 2018. Butina pled guilty last December to conspiring to act as an unregistered agent for Russia, admitting she tried to leverage contacts in the National Rifle Association to infiltrate American conservative groups.
She did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told reporters at the airport Butina only sought to cultivate friendly relations between the U.S. and Russia.
People-to-people contacts. This is actually normal.
For her part, Maria Butina says she has no desire to visit the U.S. again. Ben Thomas, Washington.
British police in Essex say all 39 victims found dead in a truck container in southeastern England have been recovered and are in a mortuary awaiting autopsies. Detective Chief Inspector Martin Passmore said he met Saturday with the Vietnamese ambassador amid reports on social media that many of the victims were from Vietnam.
We don't know exactly the nationality of our individuals, but at the moment I'm going to focus and engage as much as I possibly can within the Vietnamese community.
Passmore said the victims have not been identified and very few documents were found with the bodies. British police have charged a truck driver with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people in connection with the deaths in the back of the truck he was driving. 4 other people from Britain and Northern Ireland have also been arrested. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.